Hello, I'm Scott Bradley, your news director for the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450 with another Newsmaker segment being brought to you by Warren County, where history, nature, and family come together. Today we're talking to the Managing Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, Casey Hollins. Casey, I know that REC is always prepared for power outages, but are there steps that the cooperative takes to prevent outages?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for having us on this morning so that we could talk about this. We at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative do a lot of things to proactively inspect the equipment across our system, across our service territory. And there's regular schedules that we follow. And there's a couple of really exciting things that we've done over the past year that are really new and using new technology that are helping us be even more proactive. One of those things is working with a contractor called Constellation ClearSight, and they actually fly drones. And I know that can be scary for people, but these drones are only looking at our electric equipment, and they fly at the top of our poles. And they take pictures so that we can see any equipment that might be, you know, a hazard or that might need to be upgraded so that we can go ahead and make that system improvement. And it helps us to really efficiently get that inspection of the electric system done. There's been a lot of things that we found, like leaking transformers and broken cross arms, loose connections, and other things that could, if we didn't see them, cause our members to lose power. So that's one example of some of the really proactive steps that we're taking to identify damage within the system that we can replace and effectively repair to prevent power outages from occurring.
Casey, you say that you perform these inspections on a regular schedule. How often?
It's a new technology that we're using. So throughout this year, last year and this year that we're coming into, we're going to be going around the service territory. And we try to determine where we're going to go based on, you know, monitoring the system. So we'll be moving across the service territory throughout the year. And then that will be an ongoing system inspection that we do. And it'll rotate similar to how our vegetation management inspection rotates. So our goal is very similar to that we rotate every 5 years. So if you see us in your area this year, then we'll be back 5 years from now. And we have a significant amount of equipment out there. It's unbelievable. We have 180,000 poles, over 18,000 miles of power lines. So that gives us the ability to inspect about 20% of our poles, which is about 37 poles a year.
That certainly is a lot of territory, and I'm sure you tell your members that the inspections are taking place, right?
Yes, we absolutely do. We send out proactive notifications, so we'll give you a phone call, and it's one of those automated recordings, but it's us letting you know, hey, we're going to be in your area, and this is the type of thing you might notice around the electric equipment near where you live or work. And we also send emails, because we know sometimes folks don't listen to those phone calls, so we'll send you an email as well. And it provides the approximate time frame that you can expect to see us there.
Truly sounds pretty proficient, but what if an REC member finds something that's concerning that may cause a problem? What do they do? Where do they go?
Well, we always encourage anyone, if you see something, say something. So give us a call, send us an email. We also have a live chat on our website. And if you think that you see a hazardous issue affecting our electric equipment, we really want to know. So we, in addition to inspecting the poles, we look for things like debris on the wire. Sometimes a tree limb might fall and just be hanging. And, you know, we always have a risk with helium balloons that may have fallen and be on the line, or trees that look like they're going to fall. We have a hazard tree inspection process as well. But if you see any of those things, let us know. And sometimes folks don't know what they don't know, like a deer stand, for example, might be a very convenient place to hunt, but it's really an unsafe place to attach it on or near one of our electric poles. So again, if you see any of those hazards or risks, we definitely want you to report it and let us know. And you can give us a call, send us an email, or use the live chat on our website.
And that website is?
myrec.coop.
And in case of those who aren't computer savvy, what is that phone number, Casey?
Sure. Our toll-free phone number is 1-800-552-3904.
So rest assured that Rappahannock Electric Cooperative is out there monitoring those power lines to ensure that you have continuous power uninterrupted. Thank you, Casey, for all that information. I look forward to next month. If you know of someone making a difference in the community or an event coming up we need to get the word out about, call or text Direct and Connect 540-635-4121. Make it to the attention of Scott. Let's see if we can make you a newsmaker on the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450.